Welcome to the Ruddy. Oh, fuck, Russell, you aimed your head down. This is the Rusty Chatters podcast. We have myself, we have Russell, and we have, unfortunately, we have Spencer here. We couldn't find another guest.
Yeah, you know. That was the best of us.
Yeah, unfortunately, guys, we have missed a past few weeks. A bunch of stuff's come up. Mainly Spencer, man, he's being an ass.
Total ass in his fucking band.
If y'all want to complain, you know, send them complaints to Spencer because he's really the one who's the main reason why we haven't.
It's like, y'all want to do a podcast tonight? He's like, no, I've got work.
Yeah, he pretends he has a job.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I work for the same company. That man ain't been employed in 6 weeks at least.
Damn. Shit. Call that motherfucker out, Barry.
Yeah, dude.
Speaking of being employed there, so a few weeks ago, about a week ago, I was on the phone with Dad, and I was just like, you know, he was just asking me to do something, I'm sure. I don't really remember what it was. But I started to pull in from the back entrance or whatever. And at the back entrance, right there on the... At the curb, there's a tree there. Just a little...
What back entrance of what?
Of the pawn shop.
Okay.
Sorry about that. But the back entrance of the pawn shop, on the right side when you're pulling in, there's a little tree right by the curb, mm-hmm. right by the road. You know, just a little bitty diameter of the tree, maybe like 7 inches.
You hit it?
No. So, under that tree, laying down facing the road, was a hobo.
Oh.
Jerking off.
Damn.
As one would do.
Yeah, as one would do. But like, just
what else you gonna do when you're there, man?
Yeah, like just straight up
fucking read a book. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, like so I pulled in.
Reading a book on finance? No, he's fucking.
He's jerking off, man.
Like, and it was the.
You need to get out of his fucking business, which you need to do.
Yeah, dude. You're fucking pervert.
I ran over the son of a bitch myself, but I was just like on the phone with Dad, and I was like looking, and I was like, I was like, hang on a second.
Dude jerking off.
Holy shit, Dad. These dudes jerking off right here next to my truck. And he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, just sitting there just jerking off under this tree. Like, nobody sees him. Like, it was funny because he was, like, laid, like, with his feet, like, up against the tree. Like, you know, if you're standing behind a tree, you get small, you know? You get small and you, like, get right up against the tree.
Yeah, you're silhouette against the tree, yeah.
So he was doing that, but horizontally.
Russell, what the fuck are you doing, man? Stop switching chairs.
I'm itching. I'm over here. I'm weird, man.
Dude, you got with your asshole all itchy, man. You got to wipe your butt better,
nah,
man.
No, man, it's weird. I'm just
you Mr. Poopy Butthole, man.
We'll get into that later.
Poopy Butthole with your big ass butterbean toes.
You know, I'm getting a lot of heat here for no reason.
Dude, we got pizza on the way. I don't even know if I can eat it without.
I'm getting all this
Russell
heat
putting
and,
on socks.
And Spencer's the guy being weird watching homeless guys jerk off. That's called an invasion of privacy, and we're not focused on that.
He was on a fucking county road.
Unless a homeless man was uncircumcised. But your big toe, man, fucking, it just keeps catching my eye.
Well, see,
man.
Here's the thing about it though. We're, like when I drove by and I saw it. It was like this weird thing. He was just doing this weird, like, two-hand pinching thing.
Well, that's a weird way of doing it.
Yeah. It was like, and I'm pretty sure, like, he was just, like, just doing it to do it. Like, he's like, his imagination probably isn't the greatest anymore.
Hey, man, you got to learn something from your elders. I've never heard of that, but wise man, you know, once told me, jerk off with two hands, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it was like you take your thumb, your index, and your middle finger on each hand mm-hmm. and just kind of, like, roll it around. That's what he was doing.
It's like he's rolling a doobie, right?
Yeah.
That's cool, man. I'll try that out.
He's back in the old school boat.
Ashley, write this down.
Yeah, usually when I do it, I just grab it till my knuckles turn white.
You and me both. but so that was just really weird. I was like sitting there watching. He's just like... Just playing. Oh, and I was like...
So you were close enough to hear the noises?
I was pretending that's what the noise was.
Okay,
were.
Okay. I don't know.
No, Spencer
I went over there like an Indian with my ear to the ground, you know. No,
Spencer looked like a guy spear hunting, like getting real fucking close, creeping. Yeah. Hey.
Spencer over there with a slice of bread just waiting on the fucking the end game. Just there. Like the end
game. So I got to sop it up, you know what I mean?
Oh, man. No, I mean, it's for a jelly sandwich.
Oh. Yeah, so that was a weird way to start.
Everybody likes jelly toast.
Oh,
no matter who you are, you like jelly toast.
Not anymore, I don't.
Yeah, it was just a weird way to start my day, man. It's like, well, if it's going to be anywhere, it's going to be here.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like, where are you? Like, you just see those things.
It's weird
at
enough
the
you stopped
shop.
And waited for him to finish.
First of all, I'd like to point out these days with modern technology, we're spoiled by porn and all this stuff. Let's give that guy a round of applause for the imagination he probably had to have to keep a heart on during a busy county road, you know? Women can fucking think
that's
themselves
what I'm saying.
Into
he wasn't,
oblivion.
He wasn't hard, though. He was just kind of playing with
just
it.
Just
that's
bored.
What I'm saying. He was just, like, limp-dicking it, like, between his, like, index and thumb and all that, just
hey man, that's rolling like, the foreskin. That's like when you smash a hottie your third or fourth round. And at that point, you're just mushing it in there. But you,
he was thinking
about like, man, I'm doing something. Really, it's just
yeah. He was just mushing, man.
He's just mushing. There. You know,
I was like, am I really seeing this?
Just mushing like, that bit.
Well, I'm in the pawn shop parking lot. I guess I am.
Wouldn't be Theodore if you wasn't. You know,
absolutely.
All right, Barry, why don't you fill us in on some little trailer trash upbringing story you was going to bring to the podcast today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I just, you know, I want to talk to, you know, this goes out to all my, you know, obviously the 13 Rusty Chatters listeners who obviously all live in trailers.
We come from the grind.
If you listen to Rusty Chatters, obviously you live in a trailer. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And so just something I remember from growing up. Was, you know, I got two kind of stories about that, and the first one was, no matter how many times like you walk around the house, every now and then you step on one of them floor vents, and your foot goes through it, and you just thrash that bitch through the ground. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
shit.
Up until eventually, you know, you put a piece of plywood there and, you know, and you just got a piece of plywood covering the hole for your window units. You know what I mean? You don't want to lose any air conditioning.
Absolutely not.
And because, I don't know if it was y'all's trailer experience was like mine. Obviously, you know, it probably was. You're listening to the Rusty Chatters podcast. But,
men of culture.
I'm sure at one point in time, your dad broke down your AC unit for copper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, obviously, you know, he siphoned the Freon, tried to pass it on, but, I mean, he couldn't make any money off of it, realized that, and he blew it out his lung.
And, Jesus.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, the water hose is only going to do so much, you know what I mean? But, no, in all reality, yeah, them floor vents and them trailers were just, you know, just bad design. I mean, they could have put them in the wall, they could have done anything else, but on the floor...
You got to remember, each of those walls are only like half inch thick.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's still, you know, it's sheetrock and there's some 2x4s in there.
Well, here's the real deal, all right? So when you go to crushing the vents, and in my trailer, those two or three vents, there's two or three of them throughout the house, you know, they were also crushed in from me. But then you started to develop another problem. You get them crushed in vents, now you have rats, all right? And what do to get rid of rats? You have 40 cats living at your trailer. Yeah. And that's exactly what we did.
Very many cats. But you know what I used to do as a kid, though, to hide some of the money I'd have left over from the skating rink? I used to undo the screws on my floor.
Who are you hiding the money from? You're a kid. What's your dad, Jack? Hey, son, don't worry about where this is going. I need it. I'm your dad. I brought you in this world.
No. Jesus. No. So look.
That's the most empty threat there ever was. I brought you into this world, and I can take you out of it.
Now I'm pawning your Xbox.
I feel like that's something your dad would say, Spencer.
No, yeah, like, all of my parental figures have said that to me.
Yeah, it's just
they also said he had no soul.
Yeah. Yeah, Mammal Street said that to me one time.
I could see
you
that.
You ain't got no damn soul, son. He's just like, eating his fucking chicken tenders.
Like, all right.
Taking it, stewing.
But no. Like I was saying, though, so I used to actually unscrew the floor vent in my trailer. And I would reach as far as I could and set my wallet in there because if I had any money left there from the skating ring, don't matter if it was $3, $4, like, I'm going to save that for next week, and I'm going to get that extra pack of sour straws or one of them delicious-ass flat beef jerkies that would have.
Oh,
the old school
yeah.
flat beef jerkies.
Yeah.
You can't find them motherfuckers anywhere, but they were delicious. I mean, they might have been back in the day. They might taste like shit
the
nowadays.
Teriyaki flavor ones?
No, just the old flat ones. You remember the Grand Bay skating ring? They would have them flat beef jerkies.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Hell yeah, man.
Oh, dude, you'd be eating that beef jerky with your Sour Punch straw and the cola.
I'd be saving my money so I could play, like, some Nickelback in the jukebox.
Ugh. Dude, no. Yes, I'll never waste money on that. I mean,
buddy.
Dude, it was Friday, man. My dad gave me, you know, $13, $14 to go to the skating rink. Couldn't give me a full 20 sometimes.
Hey, speaking of that skating rink, go ahead.
But no, you know, so I'd reach back as far as I could in the vent and hide my wallet in there. You know, I'd wake up next morning, and sure enough, them fucking screws are fucking thrown across my bedroom. Fucking sure enough, my dad done went in there and fucking took... I don't know how I did sleep right through it. I can't sleep through anything nowadays, but... motherfucker would take $3, $4. Like, what are you going to do with $3, $4? He'd fucking snatch that motherfucker up.
Well, back then, a pack of cigarettes was only a couple bucks.
Yeah, but I don't think... You know, it really wasn't cigarettes. I think it was just like, hey, man, let me get like a third of a hit.
You know what I mean? Let me get a rock.
Hey, speaking of that skating ring, one
just
side note.
Top me off, man. I got my pipe. Just pop it in.
One side note. I don't want to get too derailed. Just might quickly explain.
You're just like a slight cheese grater and just like just put a flake. Put a flake, man. Put a flake.
So at this particular skating rink, we would all get dropped off at about the age of 13, 14. But I distinctly remember signs being up there that said, if you're over the age of 16, you need a parent or guardian. And I was like, wait a minute. Why are 14 and 13-year-olds allowed to get dropped off, but over 16 you need a guardian? For that matter,
it sounds like there's been a history of like predatory actions.
That must be what it is. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, why would you have that? That's a weird rule, but okay, I get that.
Well, I thought it was normal for the skating rink attendees to, like the supervisors there, to make sure you didn't pee on the seat.
What, pee on what seat?
The bathroom.
Oh, I mean, I probably pissed on a thing many times, man. What's the point? I ain't touching that thing, lifting it up.
Oh, I thought they were supposed to make sure you weren't trashing the bathroom.
It was just a weird, yeah. I feel like 13-year-olds would smash it more.
You're not getting what I'm saying, but we're going to go on with our conversation. But no, that was a good little skating rink, man. That was a quality establishment, man.
Yeah, we had a good time there.
They had decent blades, man. And every now and then I'd feel fucking good and I'd get some blades. Blades were uncomfortable to wear around because obviously you didn't take them off. You just fucking walked around in them.
All right, so I'm going to read an email, people. One of you lovely ladies.
Oh, we got an email?
Decided to email us. And so this is the email. Dear Rusty, don't be telling my friend to shut the fuck up on the podcast, referring to my wife. I don't do that. I might have. And tell Barry to stop offering to show her hole on there as well.
What?
Her hole.
To show her hole?
Probably his hole, I think.
Show her his hole?
You are a...
Ashley wants to see my hole?
I don't know whose hole this is.
That's very personal.
That's very personal.
You are a motley crew of Dingleberry doofuses. I have no idea why y'all are so worried about your personal reputations.
I don't like the fact that she said Dingleberry.
Okay, and then she says, this podcast is 70% dick jokes and 30% doxing people where you went to school with. Y'all weirdos, it coming at me, that's saying something. Also, so nice to exclude Spencer, who thrives off conflict. Why in the fresh hell did Spencer not call the cops when so-and-so's car got hit with wood?
Because you let those guys look at him. Look at him. Look at the fucking
shirts.
I bet
they spoke real good English, and you just let her car be damaged. I hate y'all for real. You guys suck, and you all smell like balls and stale nachos. All right.
All right, well, I appreciate
that. And that said, hurry up with the shirts and blah, blah, blah. So we need some fucking shirts.
Yeah, we do need some shirts, but unfortunately, we have about 3 people who want to buy shirts.
No, we have more. We have definitely more. Hit us up. Fucking send us the size you need, people. When we get 10, we'll fucking do it. All right, God damn it, I'm tired of these shirts. I'm tired of Barry looking at me is what I'm tired of in this fucking podcast. Okay.
I'm not looking at you. I'm just squinting, man. Dude, your fucking head's just shining right off my chandelier right
Barry
now.
Barry, do that to me.
And, dude, you're blotting me and Spencer both. Wait, I can't even find my drink right now.
Okay.
I take her thriving off conflict as a compliment.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
I find the fact that she said Dingleberry very offensive.
Yeah,
that
I was watching Beavis and Butthead today, and I was just like, she must be watching the new episodes with me.
But you know what, man? I used to get called Dingleberry as a kid, and obviously a Dingleberry is off those one trees that have like that little fucking furry-looking thing.
No, that's a sweet gumball.
But we always call those Dingleberries.
Let's see what a Dingleberry is like when a turd gets hung up in your butthole hair.
No.
That's what a Dingleberry
is. You're calling it wrong.
No, I'm not.
It's a speck of poop hanging off a hair.
Is that not what I just said?
He said a turd. Well, there's no way a turd.
We're really deep in the weeds on this subject.
So there's no way a turd.
What constitutes a turd versus poop?
No, like, no, I said a. It's a poop flake. It's a poop. It's a slight.
No, it's
sliver
a solid little berry. It's in the name.
It's a slight sliver of a turd.
It should be a dangleberry, really and truly.
Like Lieutenant Dangle.
You know, I found that very offensive because I used to get called that as a kid, and it made me very sad. And you know what? Y'all are just aiding to it. You know, I'm gonna quit doing this podcast. Everybody keeps making fucking fun of me. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just want to be friends with you guys anymore.
Send us more emails making fun of Barry. That's gonna make my day.
Yeah, that makes my day.
Dude,
honestly, I like making
fun
up
of Spencer. I mean, Spencer's the biggest tool here. Look at his fucking hair. Obviously, listeners can't look at his hair, but he's a fucking tool.
All right. So this podcast is getting a little derailed. We like to have structure, focus on the Rusty Towers podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So all this talk about getting made fun of back in the day. So this reminded me of a story I put in my notes. I remember I was at this party one time, and I think Spencer was there. There was this chick, not going to say her last name, so you don't have to say it, so I have to beep it later.
All right, time to dox people. Let's go.
Her name was all right, and I was in middle school. I was at this party, and again, this is like seventh grade when I'm just out of the trailer park, and I'm living with my grandparents now, but I still have a lot of trailer park swag about me.
Yeah, but you're living in a house now, so you're feeling good
about
yourself.
Yeah, a little bit better, but again.
The man's on that come up.
Yeah, like, come up, but I still had the trailer park mentality in me, right? So I remember I went to this party one time, and I had this phone, much like today, I guess, busted up as a motherfucker. I mean, the phone was all beat up and all this. It's
I find that very weird. You got a new job, and you have yet to even buy a new phone.
Yeah, so I had this busted up ass flip phone, and this is the time when everybody else started to get sort of nicer phones at the time. Just started to get the touch screens.
Oh, yeah, this is when I started to get my Blackberries, boy.
And this
just
when that started to happen. And I remember...
Brick breaker like a motherfucker.
Motherfucker, man. Fuck Russell's story, dude. I used to play the fuck out some brick breaker.
So my phone that I had did have an aux cord, and I was playing some music at the party or something for whatever reason.
All people would not have chosen.
Yeah, and then comes up and she picks up the phone, right? And she goes, "Whose phone is this?" And I was like, "Mine. It's all broke the fuck up, ugly." She goes, "Of course it is. Here's your phone." I was like, "God damn!" Like, I didn't even barely talk to this chick, man. I had a couple classes with her in there, but dude, she just fucking blasted me.
That's a mean fucking rush. She didn't call you name.
There was
said,
like girls and guys around. She's like, "Of course this is your fucking phone and your flip flops and your dirty ass Hollister Goodwill shirt." You know, she's just, ooh man, she went in on me. Well,
are you using a real first name? Because
it's a real first name.
I do not know.
I feel like who you're talking about.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Well, we'll talk about it later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's her name. All right. Grilled me in front of people.
Hey,
her little fucking
side note.
Her little fucking gang of chicks she's hanging out with. This other chick hanging out with the braces. She's like,
"There's
fuck
no
yeah,
way
man,
that girl would have been that mean to you. That was the sweetest girl I ever met."
What fucking school did you go to, dude?
Same one you did. That girl was super nice.
She had that
nice.
Fire to her, man.
Well, she was like one of those like quiet girls, but when
she
comes
very
to burn
introverted.
Me up, she burned me up.
Yeah, she just burned me up out of nowhere. I'm like, God damn, dude.
I mean, you're an easy person to make fun of.
That's true, man.
I mean, you used to have them dumbass looking bangs.
I mean,
look
at what his phone was. I mean, it hasn't changed any.
Yeah, I'm an old OtterBox, got some paint splatters on it. You know, I'm glad we're getting into tearing into me today. I mean,
we should. We should make fun of you more often, actually.
You got to knock you down a peg.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, bro. Russell got this new job. And
ain't nobody pegging me. Let me get that first of all. This ain't happening. If anybody's pegging anybody, all right, I don't know. I'm not into that.
I guarantee you are, and it happens a lot more than what we think.
I ain't getting my cheeks busted, all right?
You've been married for a little while, man. It's coming.
You got to experiment, man.
If that happens, I'll tell you right now, you've been married for what, 6, 7, 8 years
Ashley
now?
Ashley looks like the type of girl that like she lives for that type of shit.
Yeah, yeah. Ashley loves the
power play. She's like,
the
fuck
power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She strives on the power.
And you know what? She does it sober.
Oh yeah, Jesus. Yeah. She wouldn't take a shot. She's like, fuck yeah.
Makes me stay sober too, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of weird things up the butt, dude, fill us in on that story about the hospital and the woman's hair tool that got melded to a guy's rectum.
Ooh, okay.
You guys want to hear some weird hospital stories? Go ahead.
So I don't know if this is a HIPAA violation or not. There's no names. It's just a situation.
No, that's cool.
So anyway, so I heard this story from somebody I know in the medical field, and basically, you know, she sees all kinds of crazy shit come in there. You know, she works night shift on the like ass end of the weekend in a hospital, in a shitty hospital, you know, like right there by, you know, like just by projects and all the other stuff, just, you know, rough part of town. And so she sees all kinds of shit. And so what ended up happening, she tells me, he's like, "So you'll never believe what happened last night." And I was like, "What?" She's like, "So I go to do this ultrasound on this guy, or they call me in to go do this ultrasound. I don't really know what I'm expecting." So they tell me, you know, he's got a instrument of some sort up his ass. And we're like, and she's like, "Okay."
I'm sure they use the word rectum, but yeah, go on.
Yeah, they sure did.
But anyway, or anus. So they could use rectum or anus.
Yeah, so she goes in there and
anal cavity.
Yes. So she goes in there and she finds out that what this person had in fact shoved up their ass was a hair curler and got it stuck.
A hair curler?
Yeah, like a curling iron.
There's no way. Like past the hand, like the little thumb thing?
Well, what ended up happening was,
everybody's different, bro.
He shoved this hair curler up his ass and then plugged it in and turned it on. So basically, he seared the inside of his ass and melted it onto this hair curler.
Hmm. As one would do.
As one would do. And I thought to myself, what kind of situation are you in to where you think, hey, I'm going to turn this bitch on.
What kind of sports bet? Like,
I know for a fact that KY makes a warming jelly.
But it's different, man.
He needs that real warmth, he man. Needs he needs that real, bitch.
Like,
flip.
You got to think about it, man. Your finger's only going to get so far, and it's only going to be at room temperature.
That's true.
That's going to be deep and warm.
Oh, but yeah, no, he fucking welded that bitch to the inside of his ass. And that just, my heart goes out to him.
You know what's funny about that? I bet that dude is the type of dude you'd never expect it from. I bet that's like the fucking...
Oh, I bet that's some Wall Street motherfucker
I bet it's some like really friendly Walmart stocksman you always see. Man, I love going to that Walmart.
A fucking nighttime Walmart stocks person.
Nicest people, man.
They're the weirdest people you'll ever meet.
What are you talking about, dude? Every time I go to the neighborhood Walmart, man, that guy always says hi to me.
The deaf guy?
Yeah, he waves at me and I like have to like,
yeah, you know, that dude is like super like friendly, which is really awesome.
That's what I'm saying. It's a dude like that, man. It's a friendly dude. You always say, hey man, that guy's nice.
But here's the thing, just because somebody's friendly doesn't mean their sexual preferences aren't all over the place.
Could you imagine that deaf guy like getting something stuck in his ass and
just the sounds that would come out?
No, not the sound.
Yelling that at the hospital trying to explain. You know what I'm saying? He can't be discreet.
You know, he can't. He's in so much pain, he can't use his hands. You know?
He's just like making dolphin noises. Just like, it sounds like sonar going off.
Could you imagine?
Who made that call?
What call?
The 911 call to the hospital to say, I've welded my inner butt meat to a curling iron.
Hey, and furthermore, how do those 911 call people not bust the fuck out laughing? Because I would, like, damn,
well, first
bro.
Of all, Russell, they're professionals.
Yeah, and I'm not
someone like yourself is not a professional.
Nothing about me is professional. Even in my prestigious jobs, which I don't have, but if I did, I'm not professional.
No more prestigious job than me.
There's no such thing as a prestigious job. You can be a professional at Walmart. Just, don't shove stuff up your ass. You know what I'm saying? Or you do, but don't, like...
Don't turn it on.
Don't turn it on. I mean, goddamn. I mean, I could have told you what's going to happen.
Hey, imagine how bad that hurt. Y'all remember One Guy, One Jar?
Yeah.
No.
All right, so for the list.
So I'm assuming he shoved a mason jar in his ass, and then it busted.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, I mean.
So,
and then where, if one was interested, could I find this?
I'm sure you could find it in the deepest assholes of the internet. Probably the toppest assholes of the internet, to be honest with you. Just look it up. You'll find it.
Mm.
That's on like Live Leak or some stupid shit like that, or E-Bombs World or some old ass fucking website like that. Hadn't been updated since 2012.
Okay. Now is it a 1060p or what?
No. Well, see,
1020, whatever it is.
Yeah, because quality is important. If one were to search,
well,
for
see,
this.
Here's the thing. I'm not watching. It's like you're watching a snuff video.
I'm not.
You're not
going to
watch a snuff
def.
Video in high def. Be honest with you. If the grainier, the better for the snuff video.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. I want to see it in high definition.
It's probably like 480 or 360.
Oh,
you know, it's
man.
Passable.
I'll tell my friend.
It's
said
not
so.
Worth my time.
I'll tell my friend.
It was worth your time in 2007. I'll be damned.
Okay.
What? Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, my Walkman I had in 2007 was not allowing that. I was still looking up fucking moaning noises on YouTube.
Oh, weirdo, man.
What so, dude, we all did it.
So, look, traumas, right? So, I'll just talk about anal trauma. It's got me thinking about
what,
an experience.
Last week at your fucking household?
Don't worry about what goes on past 5 o'clock at my house, all
right? I'm going to tell you right now, like, y'all are both in bed by 10, and it's fucking weird shit happens before then. You got a turtle, all sorts of stuff, man.
Well, you get weird with the turtle. I ain't going to lie to you.
You have a turtle?
Yeah.
No, I asked about the turtle or
soft
the lizard.
Shell.
Soft shell. Yeah, boy. All right, so,
man.
Spencer.
Named Taquito.
There's a reoccurring.
I don't know why, but its name's Taquito.
There is a reoccurring theme in the opioid-infested community that we love so much called Mobile, Alabama, of trauma dumpers. It's something that we run into all the time. We talk about it, Rusty Chatters. Here's the deal, people. I'm going to say this right now. Mental issues are a real thing. You should take them very seriously, people.
Please send us your trauma dumps.
No, that's the complete opposite direction.
Or just send us your dump. Just send us your dump.
All right, look.
No, if not for real, it'd be a good email, man. Like, good emails, trauma dumps.
Mental health awareness is real, people.
Yeah, yeah. We will help you with your mental health.
Well, that's where we differ, right? We care about your mental health. But if I don't know you and I'm trying to get gas at the gas station and you come up to me and start telling me something, I don't know you, man. It's weird. And one of our co-hosts on the show had an experience. Spencer, why don't you fill us in on your...
Well, I mean, it wasn't really funny. It was actually a really good conversation I had with a guy.
Yeah.
But, so, I was on the way to your house one day, and Ashley, you know, she requested me drop by the gas station to grab her some beer, and I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. It was like a Friday night or a Saturday night.
She's underage.
What? Is Ashley underage?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, okay. Go on your store.
Yeah, we're both consenting adults here.
Yeah, I figured you were getting... When you say Ashley was asking me to get beer,
no,
I
feel like... As in like Russell's was, wife.
Oh, okay, I just felt like you were just getting under, you know, a girl that's underage beer because you're a predator. But go on your store.
He's the type of guy.
He looks like a predator with a haircut and a purple shirt.
Fuck you, dude.
I'm just saying it. I'm just saying that, man.
I never wear a purple shirt.
But, like... The
I will not
moderate,
be caught
like,
dead in the purple shirt.
The moderate like workout slash dad bod. You look like a predator, but go on with your story.
All right. So anyway, I grab this beer or whatever, and I'm standing in line, you know, no big deal. And this this guy in front of me, he's like, hey, man, you know, you're going to have a, looks like you're going to have a good night tonight. And I was like, yeah, you know, just as you do, you know, mild pleasantries you give people. I was like, yeah, cool, whatever, you know. Yeah, I'm a... probably have a good night tonight, no chill out, do whatever. He's like, yeah, man, me too, you know. He was probably in his 50s or... Yeah, I think he was about in his 50s somewhere. And so next thing you know, he's like, yeah, you know, I used to party a lot, a good bit, this, that, and the other. I had kids and blah, blah, and all this other stuff. And then somehow or another, I really don't know how the jump happened. But while I was in line with the guy, he just started talking to me about his son. And, you know, his son's like in and out of jobs and this, that, and the other. He used to be, you know, he's still really smart, but he used to have a lot more motivation in his life and this, that, and the other. And the next thing you know, I'm sitting here counseling this guy on like kind of, you know, in a way how to deal with his kid.
Was it a wake up call?
Yeah. Well, see, basically I was just telling him, I was like, just in the circumstances that have happened, to say the guy, like the kid, like got divorced from his wife or something like that. Because he was about our age-ish, you know, the kid that he was referring to. And I was just basically telling him, like, you know, what it sounds like to me is, like, you know, after the kid did this, and he just sounds like he's battling a lot of, you know, internal depression that he doesn't, might, potentially doesn't realize. And, you know, as like as long as you're motivating him and just staying positive with him, and sure, you know, you can only do that to a point, but at the same time, you know, like, if he's really struggling... You know, like just talk to him, like just have a good actual conversation with him and just see if there's any way, you know, you being his dad and he can open up to you and figure out ways to build that bridge and see if hopefully you can get out of that. And so I talked to him for about 30 minutes about it and we just, like I said, we had a really good conversation and he was, I don't know, it was really nice. I didn't mind talking to him at all. It wasn't a bad trauma dump, but like he told me about all the stuff's been going on with him and this, that, and the other. And I just felt like it was one of those moments where somebody is kind of asking for help, like unintentionally. And, you know, you kind of do your due diligence to, you know, be a positive influence on somebody. And
so it was a trauma dump, but it wasn't a bothersome one.
Yeah, it wasn't a bothersome one. It was actually really nice. It was a really good conversation I had with the guy. And, you know, I hoped I helped him out. And, you know, I made a mild friend-ish acquaintance out of it. You know, so it was cool. You know, I really didn't have a problem with it at all. So it was.
I had one similar like that. I was working at the pawn shop. One time there was this guy who had he had came in and said something about his brother had died recently, I think, and I think it made him suicidal. I think was the main thing. And you can tell this guy wasn't like crazy drugged out into, you know, weird life. No, just a regular old stand up dude. And he came in there and talked to me. And I ended up giving that random stranger a hug one day and patted him on the back and talked to him for about 5 or 10 minutes in the parking lot.
Yeah, I bet that was nice.
It was, and it was a thing where, like, when I seen him, like, you could tell after we had the conversation his mood was different because I listened and offered, you know, hey, you shouldn't
get yourself,
man.
It was the same way with this guy. You know, he felt a lot better about it, and I'm sure he, went and called his son.
Because even though I didn't know him, I generally care about humanity, and the dude's talking about offing himself right there, and I wasn't about to be like, no, I don't got a problem. I talked to the guy 5 or 10 minutes, and I could tell he genuinely just wanted to talk to somebody. Yeah. So when he walked away, I was like, I feel better about that. And every time he came to the pawn shop, he'd always say hey, and I'd say hey, and we'd talk for a minute. Not about that, but other stuff. So you could tell it lifted him. So it helps sometimes. I guess it's in delivery, people. If you're going to trauma dump, come with one thing. Like, hey, I'm feeling this way.
Don't just run down the list.
Stick to one topic, because I can only take so much of, hey, my husband's been beating me. I'm like, oh, really? Also, my mom's addicted to this. Okay. Also, my dad's on the runaway. We're hiding him in a, you know, all right. I'm tapped out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, at that point, I kind of stopped believing
you.
Yeah,
you know.
But I'm going to tell you, man, some of these people just got a lot of problems and a lot of shit going on.
Yeah, man.
Like,
you don't realize how good you got sometimes hearing these stories. Like, damn.
Yeah, man. Like, dude, the other day I was at the pawn shop, and this, so, like, a day or two beforehand, and, like, some people will come in and be like, hey, how much is this worth? Like, if you were to sell it, like, trying to get an appraisal on, like, some jewelry. And I'm like, Are you wanting to sell it to me? Are you wanting to make a pawn? And she was like, no. She's like, I just want to know what it's worth.
And yeah, people ask that a lot. They just want to ask. They don't have any intention of selling.
So I was very, very literal with her. And I told her, I was like, hey, you know what? You got this price. It's worth probably $300, $350, you know, maybe $400 if somebody really, really wanted it. But I would probably get about $300 to $350 here in the store with, you know, whatever. And she had something else, and I was like, oh, I told her what I could do on that. But I remember the bracelet, to be exact. And then she came back in yesterday, and she's like, hey, what could you give me on the bracelet? And I was like, yeah, probably about $100. And she's like, why? I was like, because I'm going to give you scrap value. And you know what I mean? And obviously, blah, 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 blah. I explained it to her how the pawn shop works. Obviously, on gold and jewelry, we loan on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We give scrap value comparative to what it's actually worth, because
Even really full scrap value. We put money in it to where we could make money if it, you know, selling it as scrap.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I offered her, and she was like, oh, okay. And she's like, why is that? And I was like, and I explained it all to her, whatever. And I was like, because of this, and then you know the scrap wholesaler takes this much, and the blah blah blah. And I explained it all to her. And then, we do that because obviously, you know, jewelry at the pawn shop doesn't go for obviously what it goes at a jewelry store because it's at a pawn shop. And, you know, I explained it all to her, and she was like, all right, cool, Bean. She's like, well, I also have this out in my car. She's like, could you take a look at it? And I walked out of her car, and she's like, yeah, I'm just really trying to get my boyfriend out of jail right now. And I was like, oh, why don't you leave him in there? And she's like, what? I was like, if he's in jail. And I was like, straight up, I was like, if he's in jail, just leave him in there.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, why would I do that? And I was like, because he's in jail for a reason. And she was just confused as fuck. Like, why would he be in jail for a reason? Like, that motherfucker did no wrong. I was like, and she's like, well, why would you say that? And I was like, well, he obviously was breaking the law. You look pregnant as fuck. And I was like, I didn't say like that. But I was like, obviously you're pregnant. And she's like, yeah, I am. And I was like, yeah, so why would you want to stress yourself out with homeboy in jail?
And you're trying to slide in over here, man.
Yeah,
absolutely. I see you. No, yeah. Man.
Hell yeah.
Man, on my drunkest day, she was a 4.
My man.
And she was like, oh, well, she was trying to like come up with some excuses. I was looking at some bullshit she had in her car.
God damn.
And dude, it's
dude, when they take you out to the car all the time.
Oh, like, there's always bullshit, man. Dude, it's been raining for like 6 weeks straight. I'm out there getting fucking rained on. I was like, yeah, some fucking bullshit. I don't give a fuck what this
bitch
got.
Your busted ass 12. I don't fucking want it.
Yeah, dude. Would you take this tire iron?
Like, you could have carried that bitch in. Now I told you no. But no, and I was like, why bail the dude out of jail? He's in jail. He's just sitting there and fucking thinking about his fucking reasons why he's in jail. It's like, maybe. I was like, and she was like, oh, but I got to get him out of jail. I was like, well, maybe he needs to sit in there and he can think about why he's in jail and then come back and be a better father to, you know, you and possibly his kid. And straight up what I said. Like,
possibly his kid.
No, because I didn't know. And she's like, yeah, it's his kid. And I was like, all right, well, then he might end up sitting in jail.
She took that very well. Most women would have lost
Well, she wanted my money.
You're insinuating she's a whore of the sorts.
A whore. Well, I mean, she came
or he could have came in after the fact. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
You never know. I mean,
Spencer knows all about that type of stuff.
Some guys are into that. Like, man, that Prego belly just gets them going. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Man, you put
Prego
that
belly.
Hey, man, you start putting some of that fucking that shit they put on. We get to ultrasounds. Oh man, ooh.
Rubbing that jelly on the belly.
Yeah. So some people like
jelly on the belly.
Some people
gets
like baby oil on the booty. I like that jelly on the baby. You know what I'm saying?
but you know, I don't know your situation, and And she was like, you know, that makes sense. I was like, yeah, look. I was like, look. And I was like, I can't take this, but look. And I like gave her all this inspiration. I was like, look, you take the money. And I all right, guys, I do enjoy gambling. I wouldn't say an active gambler. I know I haven't been in the casino in, you know, a few months, ever since Spencer's last concert, which I wouldn't call it a concert. I would say more of like a get-together where someone played like, could you ever imagine like, like, all right, hear
that
me
shit
out,
fucking
guys.
Sucked.
No,
his band
sucked. The music sounded like an old school CD player inside of a metal building, where it's like you're trying to play the radio, like the FM radio, and it's like it doesn't really come in good, but you really want to listen to that fucking "If I Was Blue, I Was Green, I Would Die" on fucking 97.5 WABB back in the day, and it's like you're inside of a trailer.
yeah.
Imagine you're inside of a trailer in the trailer park. I was like, hell yeah. You know, I'm having a good time in my room right now. My parents are fucking freaking out. You know, they ain't came in like 15 minutes, man. It's good. They ain't dug through all my shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm trying to listen to this song, but obviously the fucking tin roof's fucking obviously blocking the signal. That's what their concert sound like. But,
Good thing this is coming out after our next show, which is Sunday.
Yeah.
But, No, this new song, they're actually like going to play at a decent bar this time. So it should be pretty good. If not, you know what I mean? It's to be expected.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, their EP will actually sound really good. If it sounds like shit, it's on the bars. It's not really these guys. Their shit sounds good. I mean, like, you know, you like Hinder or, Three Doors Down.
No. Fuck you, Barry.
You know, early
Papa Roach.
No, I was going to say Hootie, but...
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah, yeah. If you like something like that, you would probably like Widow Anger. You know what I mean?
Ugh.
What?
That was butt rock shit, man. I ain't about it.
I mean, that's what y'all do.
All right.
Now you didn't even throw me off with your butt rock. But no, I was like, look. I was like, you take the money I'm going to give you for the bracelet. You go to the casino. You win $30,000, $40,000, and you and the kids.
Is this really the advice you gave her right now?
100% No.
This impressionable lady in distress times.
Very
like,
impressionable.
Very impressionable. She's pregnant. She's going through all this trauma in her life right now. She's in a pawn shop, obviously. She's fucking up there. All
right, look, I'm going to tell you right now. If you ever come in the pawn shop and you say, I'm trying to get my boyfriend out of jail, I immediately assume you call the cops because he beat you up. that's exactly
fair.
What I say. That's my immediate thought. Whenever any woman comes in the pawn shop, and it happened, dude, happened again today. It happens at least once a day. I wouldn't say once a day. That's very.
That's why my sister's baby daddy is in prison.
Once a week, for a fact, someone comes in and says, I'm trying to get my baby daddy out of jail. And they might not say baby daddy. They say my old man, or whatever they say.
A lot of old mans. It's a lot of old mans.
Because that's the right thing to say. And
you told that lady. Gamble.
I said, take the money I'm going to give you on this bracelet. Go to the casino. Win $30,000, $40,000, and forget about your old man. And she was like, why would I do that? And I was like, I didn't want to say, obviously, beat you the fuck up because you look like shit. No.
God,
and then got you at the pawn shop on a fucking rainy fucking Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
And you're fucking pregnant and shouldn't be driving because it's fucking raining like a motherfucker because it's raining for 6 weeks straight, and your goddamn minivan shouldn't be on the road because the fucking roads over here are flooded out. It's a damn tropical fucking paradise for all the fucking frogs and the lemurs and all
the
whatever it needs
people,
to be in the...
People listening that aren't from around here, he's not exaggerating. It has literally been raining for like 6 fucking weeks here. And if you go on Google, if you go on Google right now and type in rainiest city in the U.S., Mobile, Alabama is the number one.
Tell
I checked
you something.
That shit 3 days
Look,
ago. And I was like, yep.
I'm going to tell you something about how rainy
this motherfucker
is.
It's like Vietnam in this motherfucker right now, dude.
It is. One day it started raining, and then it just...
And then it just didn't stop.
Yeah.
But no. But look, guys, I went out, you know, a few months back, and then I was like, you know what? I'd really enjoy a fucking jet ski. I bought two of the motherfuckers.
So here flexing on people, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm not flexing. You know what I paid for them jet
skis? Why don't you buy you a Huck shirt and a Huck hat, man? Get your redneck dad flex on. Start flex on some motherfucking your jet ski.
And your Magellan shorts.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Columbia
let me just...
shirt, motherfucker.
Oh, dude, fuck you and your bald head, man. Russell got so much money over here, he pays someone to shave his fucking head. Oh, yeah, with your engineering, man. I ain't got time to hang out with you, bro. I got to hang out with the engineering firm guys.
Don't shame me, man.
My name's Russell.
Gillette 3-Blade. Give us a sponsor.
I can't buy a new truck. It's fucking... 20 years old. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do say that.
Yeah. Right. You ain't got any fucking boss water at your house? I can't drink that shit off the sink. No, but for real though, guys. Enough of shitting on Russell, which is all facts. But yes, I absolutely told that bitch to go to the casino, win some money, and get away from the old crackhead dude. And she thought I was fucking crazy. She was like, no, why would I not fucking bail
it's
my
like,
own,
look,
old man out of
here's jail. How it's going to go, lady. Either lose this bracelet right here, because I'm pretty much guaranteeing you're not coming back for it, or you can go lose $300 or possibly win $50,000 at the casino. What's it going to be, lady? You know?
And it blows my mind. It's like, dude, these people in the roughest like situations will like find a way to make the money to get out, you know, their abuser out of jail. Which, that's getting dark and whatnot. But, like, it just blows my fucking mind. I hear that at least once a week.
There is something to that sort of psychology that some people get trapped in. It's very hard to explain.
It's called the battered wife syndrome.
Yeah, man. Or, like, they start to blame themselves. Like, a woman's getting her fucking ass beat every day. And she starts thinking she's doing something wrong. And she might
probably
be.
Is.
She might. Jesus, bro. She might be kind of, you know, naggy or whatever sometimes. But that ain't the reason to, like, beat her fucking ass, right? And so there are some times when, like.
I know Russell isn't.
No,
I mean,
it's
Ashley's
not.
A nice lady.
Yeah, I think you'd be yelling mean shit at Ashley on the podcast. People, like, oh my god, he's so crazy. But no, seriously, there's something to that, man. They get in that mindset, like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have baked the cookies 5 extra fucking minutes. That's why I beat my ass. I deserved it. And you're like,
I don't think these people are out there buying Pillsbury, bro. I don't think they're out there making fucking cookies. I'm pretty sure
whatever
like,
is happening. I don't know. Whatever happens between husband and wife, I don't
I'm
know.
Pretty
I don't
sure
have
most,
good...
most people I see at the pawn shop are probably smoking cigarettes during pregnancy. Mostly
getting
doing...
Getting fucked up.
Getting fucked.
There's not to say you can't do that while you're pregnant.
Yeah, but by multiple dudes, it's weird.
Oh, fair enough.
You know what I mean? You're going to fucking...
It's not weird. And... 1860s Kentucky on the Native American Plains, but it is kind of weird now.
Jesus Christ.
Mm.
These speaking of like rough people, which I imagine this was a very rough guy. So last week, me and Papaw took a trip up to Gadsden somewhere because my dad called me randomly. He was like, hey, I need you to do me a favor. Is your truck run good? I'm like, no. Well, it was at the time. Now I need a radiator. But anyway, so he was like, I need you to go up to, I got a buddy up here that's got, you know, got a hay poker. He's like, you off Tuesday? And I was like, yeah, I'm off. I guess I'll go
what
do that.
What is a hay poker?
Picks up a bale of hay.
Picks up a bale of hay. Okay.
You put it on your tractor and you poke a bale of hay and you pick it up.
Yeah, there's a real term for it. I don't know what it is.
It's basically,
I know what it is.
It's a single post forklift.
Yeah, in kind of a way.
That makes sense, but you attach it to your tractor.
Yeah, I've seen them.
It's like a triangular three-prong fork. You know, you just...
Well, I've also seen them as singles. Don't count me out now.
Yeah, there are singles out there.
Yeah.
But anyway, he wanted this one because we got to put it on the front end of the tractor. But anyway, besides the point. So, me and Papaw, for some reason, neither of us decided we were going to sleep the night before. I've gotten to the point lately where if I stay up too late, I cannot get up early. I can barely get up early anyway, even if I do go to bed at a good time.
Yeah, because you have...
Lazy as fuck, that's why.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
But anyway, so...
You're a degenerate.
So it got to the point where I was just like, well, if I'm up, I'm just going to be up, and I'll make this drive. And it's a 4-ish 5 hour drive up there.
And you decided to stay up all night, make a 4 hour drive with your elderly grandpa.
And he also stayed up all night as well. And like neither of us had slept at all.
Yeah, but you didn't expect him to drive.
No, I expected him. I was hoping he did get some sleep so he could take over for a little bit while I took a nap. But he's like, no, I didn't sleep either. I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm toughing it out. So anyway, because I know...
It's fucked up.
Well, I mean, because like when we take the trip out of Colorado...
That man's been alive for fucking 89 years. And they're just like, you're going to fucking drive.
But anyway, so I was trying to let him take a nap. We was way up I-65 somewhere, you know, getting closer, pretty close to Gadsden. And so he's like over here passed out, got the seat leaned back, just chilling, you know, freaking out on the inside because he can't sleep while somebody else is driving because he's that much of a control freak about it. And I mean, I am too. So anyway, so he's sitting there sleeping and I'm just driving, you know, trying to stay awake. And I've already had two Red Bulls at this point, you know, but still, like, it's hard to keep my eyes open. And so I look in my rearview mirror, and I see there's a Ford Bronco coming up on me pretty hard. So I'm like, well, I'm, you know, get out of the passing lane and move over so he can come around me. And so right when I try and get over, he gets over as well, trying to, like, just whip it. I was like, oh, fuck. So I had to, like, just jerk it back over into the passing lane so he can come back around me.
You jerked it, too.
Yeah, and I was like, and Papa, like, what are you trying to wreck us and all this other stuff like that? I was like, nah, Papa, that fucking Bronco just, like, whizzed by. I was trying to do this, whatever. And I was like, but, and I was still looking in the rearview mirror, but this busted up ass, you know, 02 Silverado Mike, because he was just screaming down the road, and I seen him coming up on me. So anyway, and so I just stay in the pass lane because I'm like, I'm not about to get over this guy because this guy is already just whipping super hard. And so he screams over, and he drives past, and I look at him. It's some old redneck, super fat redneck dude, you know, in this single cab, red busted up Silverado, and so
naturally.
Well, here's the thing, like his driver's side was all busted up and there was just dents all over it. And so anyway, and so he starts screaming up down the driving lane. I'm watching him and he gets about 40 or 50 yards away. But, and so there's this little white car, little white, like say it's like a Ford Fiesta or something like that, you know, something dumb like that. And so I'm watching. Okay, this dude's not slowing down.
Just kept going. Huh?
Just kept fucking going. So sure enough, he slams into the back of this Ford Fiesta and then just like runs and runs and runs and just like almost flips this guy, just like trying to run him off the road and stuff like that. And so my thought was, okay, I guess this Bronco that passed me was actually trying to get away from this guy. And so I'm like, holy shit. Like right when he hit that car, like he had so much like debris, like just jump out of the bed of his truck and everything like that, go all over the road. And so I'm like sweet swerving and all this stuff, trying to like just like dodge all this stuff. And then you know, the car ends up like slamming and like going out onto the shoulder, and this dude just keeps fucking trucking. He's got the back bumper of that white Ford Fiesta like in his front grill. I was like, holy shit, this is insane. And so I thought about, I was like, should I stop for the Ford Fiesta just got wrecked, or should I keep going and follow super hard and get this guy's tag and call
probably
the police?
Go with the tag.
Yeah, so I did. So I gunned it and goosed right, got right behind him. I called 911 and told him. I was like, hey, you know, this is the plate number. This guy's going up at mile marker. What's so and so and all this other stuff. He's got. It was like okay, I'm up here in the most rural part of Alabama.
He just kept on trucking.
And so what I'm thinking, like his truck was already busted up, and he seemed like, I don't know what was wrong with him, if he was high on something or what, but it seems like he's already wrecked a couple people already. And that's why that Bronco was zooming out of there and everything like that. So I followed him, you know, got the plate and everything, stayed on the phone with the cops while he like peeled off and went up some exit, told him about all that. And you know, and I let him know where he went and everything. And so, I don't know, it was just wild that happened. And it was just kind of funny to have Papal freaking out. I was like, you think you're out here driving like some kind of crazy person? I was like, no, Papal, look at this guy. And we're just like sitting there just like watching. He's like, Jesus Christ. And right. So he was having a good time with it, though. He was just like, we were both super awake after that, yeah, so it was no problem. Like,
God, dude, I mean, the adrenaline got going. Honest with you,
because we were driving the
night.
It's
a good thing you didn't pull over, and like, if you have to talk to the cops, your papa would have been there for like 6 hours because he's a talker.
Yeah, sure.
Enough. Oh man, you would have been there all day, man. He would have asked that cop for his life story, man. That dude would have never got a report.
You look like he's in the service one time. Mm-hmm. I was in the service for about 6 years. Like, oh, mm-hmm. Jesus.
Then I worked at the paper mill, and then. And he would have told you everything, man.
Back in Germany, I had this person that I drank so much beer back then. I tell you what, though, the great thing about you know, hanging out with Papaw, though, he'll start telling you those stories, and he's fun to just, like, hang out with, like, one-on-one. Because, like, that barrier of him being, like, my grandfather and just being, like, my friend just kind of, like, he's just my friend, you know? Like, me and him, like, never getting
arguments. And you get him away from Mama on the house and everything. He's just, he's a party dude.
He's a party dude, man. He tell you all kinds of crazy stories, man. And it's a good fucking time. Mm-hmm. I love it. Because I was thinking about that
I remember that one New Year's where he, like, you know, poured out, like, you know, half my beer into a cup and he drank it. And I was like, hell yeah, Peppa.
He's just a smile, that shit eating grin he's got. Just.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, he's the type of guy that, you know, he partied pretty hard, like, growing up, you know, like I said, like, when he was in the service and all this other stuff. And so whenever he ended up started raising us, he, like, I'm not saying he wasn't, like, into church before then, but he started, like, going, like, really hard. Now he's just, like, trying to, like, pray his way into heaven now because he's all the shit he used to do back in the day.
He done mellowed out, but it creeps through every now and then. You can see it's like, oh, he's a little hell-raising.
He's a hell-raising son of a bitch. Him and his, you know, like I said, 16 brothers and sisters, they got in all kinds of shit growing 16 up.
16 brothers and sisters. Dude, his mom was getting down, dude. 16 brothers and sisters?
Well, it was on a farm, man. They needed free hands, you know?
Free hands. But yeah, that's a lot of work, man. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we hope y'all enjoyed the Rusty Chairs podcast. Sorry for being late. We'll be a little late on the next one probably too, but after that, we'll be good. So check us out on Patreon. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. Patreon patrons pay $5, $10, or $20 a month. Get all kind of cool bonus content. I do news shows, yada, yada. Send us an email at rustychairs@gmail.com, of course. Peace. Life's a soul, Kevin.